God's Invisible Church. There are two churches in operation today, the visible church and the invisible church. One is established by man, and the other is established by God. One is seen, the other is unseen. The visible church is made up of brick and mortar. It is what most people believe the church to be, the building. As a result, the building has become the center of all church activities, a misconception to say the least. In this brick and mortar, visible church, anyone and everyone can become a member. By joining a local church, attending an orientation class, be baptized, be given the right hand of fellowship, and presented with a baptismal certificate as evidence of your church affiliation with that local congregation. You are now good to go. You can be whatever you want to be in the church, a faithful member, an usher, a good choir member, a proud deacon, a self-proclaimed minister, or an invested bishop. But in many cases, no clear evidence is needed of a transformed life. Just a profession of your faith will do. This process of church affiliation in the visible church allows many unregenerate people to slip through the cracks. And with that, the church becomes infiltrated with members who make up a mixed multitude, the spiritual and the carnal, the wheat and the tares, the hot and the cold. This is a description of the visible church on earth as we know it today. On the other hand, God's true church is an invisible organism made up of every race, kindred, tongue, and people from all over the world. This true church, whose members only exist in the heart of God, is a church not made of brick and mortar and with no denominational labels over its doors. In this church, there are no imposters, no hypocrites, no form of godliness, no carnal members. These chosen ones have one thing in common and one thing only. They have all been born from above. And this supernatural transformation comes with a brand new heart, a brand new mind, a brand new spirit, and a brand new way of living. They are not perfect, but their motives are pure towards God and His purposes. This is Pastor Princeton Hope, and this is my appeal to you. If you've stopped going to church for whatever reason, if the church you're now attending no longer satisfies, if the traditional, institutionalized church leaves you incomplete, then look no further. The virtual church without walls is being established with you in mind. This ministry is not for everyone. It's only for those who want more, because they realize there is more to be had.